This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. National health expenditure data shows both the government's administration costs for Medicare and those of Medicare's private plans. Putting them together for the most recent year available, 2016, they reach $47 billion, or 7% of total Medicare spending, well above the administrative costs borne directly by the Medicare program. In more upheaval for women's gymnastics, Mary Bono, a former congresswoman, resigned after only days of an office after connections to an anti-Nike Kaepernick post and her connections to a law firm that had known of the sexual abuse of athletes. A group of small advertisers filed a lawsuit in California federal court in 2016 alleging that Facebook engaged in unfair business conduct by disseminating inaccurate metrics that significantly overestimated the amount of time users were spending watching video ads. The plaintiffs later added a fraud claim. To deal with pollution in Delhi, the Indian government has a new action plan in place. It shuttered the last coal-fired power plant there and recently banned the use of certain industrial fuels within the city. On days when the pollution soars, other measures will kick in, such as a halt to all construction and a ban on trucks entering Delhi. Florida Governor Rick Scott, who's now running to unseat the incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, created a $73.8 million investment account that he called a blind trust. That wasn't anything of the kind. Many of his investments have included corporations, partnerships, and funds that stood to benefit from his administration's actions. Decades of research show that institutions like orphanage, even the best ones, harm children who simply do better in every way with a family. Within one, they can get consistent adult attention and engagement. But orphanages are expanding in poor countries, and that's a problem. Some medium-sized banks are fighting the new upfront accounting method known as CECL, short for Current Expected Credit Losses, and pronounced CECL, that is intended to make banks more transparent. But the new method also could require some banks to significantly boost their loan loss reserves, which could cut into their earnings and regulatory capital. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.